All right, but now in this week's Sedra in Bamidbo, I saw first. I'll tell you all this. I saw an interesting chidah on this week's Sedra where he quotes our Gemara that we just did at the end of Eilim Tzias. So I'll just share it with you because he says a chiddush in a din that we learned. I did not know that there's such a din. You know, Rashi says, in Bamidbo, that's the second. Not the person, just a minute. Let me find it. Where is this? Where is this pasuk? After all the names. Where does Rashi say that if you teach a child, I learned the Rashi yesterday in myself, and that if you teach a child Torah like you gave birth to him, we learned it out by, it says, yeah, you might show you that. Where is the pasuk? I know that. Just a second. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Just a second. Where is this? Yeah, I see. The Eile. I have it. It's Pere Gimel. The Eile told us Aaron and Moshe b'yom diber Hashem es Moshe b'har Sinai. So Rashi quotes the Gemara. It says told us Aaron and Moshe. The Eile maski ele b'nei Aaron. He only mentions the children of Aaron. The Nikhu told us Moshe, and they're called the told us of Moshe. So Rashi quotes the Gemara the fish. The Pisha Lamdam Torah, since Moshe Rabbein taught him Torah, Belamed Shekolam Lamed, as Ben Chaveroi Torah, Malo Olaf Akosu Kilo Yelodai. From here we learn out that if you teach someone else's child Torah, it's like you gave birth to him. It's like you are like a different type of a father. But Kilo Yelodai, it means that sometimes a Rebbe has to be like a father to a talmid. Just a second. Oh, so the Chido asks on this Rashi, on this Chazal. So if that's the case, why only the children of Aaron? Moshe Rabbein taught the Torah to the Klal Yisrael. So not only to Aaron and to his children, it's to everyone. So he should be called the father of Klal Yisrael. He's only called Moshe Rabbeinu. Only by the children of Aaron does it say this dim. It has that you become mamish killer yuladai. Rashi only says it by the children of Aaron. So the Chidah says it's based on the Mishnah we did, the last Mishnah in Eilim Tzias. Avedas Rabbi va'Avedas Ovir, Avedas Rabbi Kodemes. However, the din is if the father is also a Talmud Chacham we had, right? Then what? Then you give it to the father, right? Then you give it to the father, and we had only a stira whether does the father have to be an equal Talmud Chacham or any Talmud Chacham. But if the Rebbe is a bigger Talmud Chacham, the father. Some say it goes to the father. On that we had a stira in the Rambam, right? So anyway, the Chidah says Chiddush. He says this then. This din that if the father is also a Talmud Chacham, it goes to the father, not to the Rebbe. That's only if the father only taught Torah to the son. But let's say the father taught both. The Rebbe taught both to the father and to the son. As sometimes happens. I already taught a father and a son, and Enikl, I don't think I three generations I don't think I had, but two generations I had many times when I in Yitzhak Elchanan I had a whole bunch of them. So the Chidos claims that if the father taught both, if the Rebbe taught both the father and the son, and then you find whose metziah has a din k'dima, the Rebbe or the father. So the Chidah says in such a case, it goes to the Rebbe. Why? Because since the father and the son both learned by the Rebbe, so they are both mechuyev in the covet of this Rebbe, because he taught both of them. So even if the father himself became a Talmid Chacham, but since the father owes his loyalty now to his Rebbe, so in such a case, that's what the Chidor says. He doesn't explain how he knows it. He just says it, but that's what the Chidor says. Mainly he says as follows. The Chazal say that, you know, the Gemara says in Erevin, that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says in Erevin, a person should review at least four times. How do we know it? We know it to Moshe and Aaron. Because Moshe first taught the Torah to Aaron, then to Aaron and Banot, to Aaron and the children, and then finally he taught it to the Skenim. So altogether Moshe Rabbeinu taught it, and then to Klal Yisrael, four times. So anyway, so there the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Torah to Aaron and then to his children. So it means both Aaron and his children were Talmidim of Moshe Rabbeinu. Besides that he taught Klal Yisrael, then everyone was there. But since he taught it to Aaron and his children, so they were both mechubet, both mechuyev to give a din kdima to Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, that's dafke. So that's why the Gemara here says the pisha lamdam toira malamet shikalan lamet as ben chaveru toira malo pakosav liyilda. By Klal Yisrael, it's only he taught them, but he did not teach like the father and the son. And anyway, that's what I saw in the Chidor. Okay, now I just want to share with you another very interesting chazal. It says in the beginning of the Sedra, it says a number of times. So Rashi says. So Rashi says, they mamish had a sefer yuchsin. Each family had a yuchus where they come from. Now they come from Kehos or this, and then Kehos was the son of Levi and so on, and they had a whole lineage. So the Eidah Cheskas, and even Eidim who testified, they remember when the child was born. Cholech lehisyachet ala shevet. The Rashi says this a few times. So in the Medrash on this pasuk, Rashi does not quote the full Medrash, but the Medrash says more than this. The Medrash says that the Torah was given to Am Yisrael, the Goyim had a taina. Why do you give it to the Goyim? Why not? In what schus did the Yidden deserve to get the Torah? Why didn't you give it to us? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered them, I'll tell you why. They brought the Sefer Yuchsin with them. If you bring the Sefer, if you can bring your own Sefer Yuchsin, that your father is really your father, and you come from, and that one is your Zayd and so on, then I would give the Torah to you too. Now this Chazal, this Medrash, was an answer to the Goyim when they had a complaint. Why are you giving the Torah to the Yidden? Why not give it to us? So he told them, the Yidden brought the Sefer Yuchsin, but you did not. So really, it's a very difficult Medrash. You know, Chazal say that he offered the Torah to the guy. You all know the Rashi. Rashi quotes it in the end of the Devarim, in Hazinu or in Vayelech. I've forgotten which Sedra it is. Aaron, you remember which Sedra? I see you know Chumash and Rashi. What? I think it's Hazinu. Anyway, Rashi there says, Repiya Miparon, right there from Hazinu. So Rashi there says he went to all the nations, and he offered them the Torah, and they asked him, what does it say in the Torah? And he told them, Loisirtzach, one nation, the Bnei Yishmael, he told Loisirtzach, because the Yishmaelim are Rotzchim, and Agapuche, you know, I should tell you this, the Orachayim lived among the Arabs. The Orachayim says that the Arabs enjoy killing. He says it a few times. He lived among them. He says he knows it from his own experience that the Arabs love to kill. Anyway, so he told them Leisirzach, and the Mitzriim he told Leisinov, and the others he told Leisignov. Each of them he told them that, all the lois of the Aseres Hadibris. So why else? Now when the HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally gives the Torah to Am Yisrael, because Am Yisrael took it, they accepted the Torah, right? So all of a sudden the Goyim have a tiny why Hashem does not give it them. They were offered it, they rejected it, they didn't want to accept it. So why all of a sudden they come in? Also, what's Pshat the Seita Yuchsin? So there used to be you have it in the, there's a sefer on the Rambam, Shemen Rokeach, Shemen Rokeach. Anyway, it was written, I forgot the name. He lived about before 1700, at the end of 1600, in the beginning of 1700. Anyway, he wrote a very good sefer on the Rambam. He also wrote on Chumash. His name was Rokeach. The sefer is called Shemen Rokeach. The Belzer Rabbeim are descendants of his. He was one of the Gedolei Hador. So he says this pshat, what I'm telling you. He says that really, the Goyim were offered Torah, they rejected it. But why did they come again? They had a gewaltige tiny, they realized they had a tiny to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Look, To us, what did you tell us when we ask you what is the same Torah you told us, Leisirzach, Leisinov? You told us all the no's, all don't do this, don't do that. To the Eden, you began from the beginning. And then he went down there. Had you offered the Torah to us the way you offered it to the Eden, we would also have accepted it. Let me finish. I'm telling you over what the Shemin Rokeach says, and then you'll argue with him, not with me. Let me finish. The Shemin Rokeach, he gives a very good mashal, and with this he explains this chazal. The Shemin Rokeach says, he gives a mashal like this. Let's say a person makes a shidduch, he gets it for his daughter. So if the chosn comes from a family that were known to be ganovim or whatever they were, but not dishonest people and so on, but the son is good, and he takes him as a son-in-law, so he right away tells him, look, you have to realize where you're coming from. But now that you're becoming a son-in-law to me, you have to promise me you're not going to follow in the footsteps of your father, and to cheat and do all and so on. But if you make a shidduch with a chosn who comes from a very good family, then you don't have to make Moshe or whatever, don't be a rotzeach, don't steal, because he has a chazaka, he comes from a good family. The fakir, all you have to tell him is the good things, not the bad things. So the nimshal is, the goyim come from Esau, from Yishmael. They were not good. They were rishoyim, right? Esau was a rishayach. Yishmael was. They were all. He was a pera adam. So when they learned to the goyim, he had to tell him, like the rabbis made the shidduch with us by in Torah, right? The colors, the Torah, and the Yidden are the Chassanim, right? So when the Rebbe Yisrael makes a Shidduch, so to the Yidden who come from Abraham, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, from the Ovois, every Yid has in himself his Shoresh HaNeshama, his roots come from the Ovois and from later generations who were all Tzaddikim. So Mele, they could be Zoicha in the Torah. But you cannot give the Torah to someone who does not have such a yichus, someone who comes from Rotzrim, Ganovim, Noyafim, and so on. And if you give them the Torah, it's meaningless. The Torah, they even if they take it, they will not keep it. Only the Torah can. Not everyone is roi to be mekabel the Torah. The inyan of the shtar yuchsin is to show that we have a very good Yerusha. Our neshamas come from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and later on the Shvatim and the Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen. So if we can't, in order to that the Torah should work, you cannot give it over to a ganef, to a rotzeach. This was the Indian. The Yidden were able to show the Shtar HaYuchsin that they are descendants of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But the Goyim don't have such yichus, and therefore the Torah could not be given. That was the message to the Goyim, and that they understood this. The best mashal I can give you is, let's say you'll find cannibals in South America or South Africa, and you'll offer them the Torah. Now, if people are the madrega that they are cannibals, you offer them a Torah the least, it just won't work. You have to take someone ready who is like what you would call civilized. If you take a civilized person and you try to elevate him, that's possible. But if you go to someone who comes from Rotskim and Ganovim and so on, then in the Shleish Yesh Mei HaGbola, we are making ourselves for Kabbalah Zotera. You cannot just accept the Torah just like this. You must be ready for it. So that's what Chazal mean. When Einach Inami, they had a taina to the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Rabbeinu Shalom answered them, do you know why I told you Loisir Tzach Lesinov? Because before we make a deal between you and you, you have to promise me that you will stop being Rotskim, you'll stop being Ganavim. And that the Esavs and the Yishmael did not want to promise that. They knew that the Torah is not for them. But the Eden, who come from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, there it was possible to give them the Torah, and the Eden would keep it. Either do Averis here and there, so they're punished for it. But basically, Am Yisrael never rejected the Torah. There are individuals who do not keep them, but Am Yisrael as such does not. Alright, I'll stop with this.